Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. Thank you for joining us again. Another edition of On Point. I'm your host, A. Trey, and I have my co-host with me, Dr. James Moore. Good morning. Lady Treese, how are you this morning?
I'm good, and you, sir? Thank you.
Thank you kindly. And today we have a guest with us as well, Ebony Oakley. CEO and founder of WGI Ministry, and she's going to be joining us on our topic as well this morning. And I wanted to say thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
This morning, we're going to jump into something on our segment, just so you know. And our topic this morning is, we're more than the contents of what's under this dress. And today we step back and take a look at one of the most hottest commodities on the market or in the world marketplace, and women. And that's not just to say you're selling them, but everything about them. We'll look more closely at the power of she and the many strides they've taken to get to where they are today, women, and how today's woman has become more empowered. And the majority of the time, they don't even know it. Again, thank you, our guest, for joining us today. I'm gonna say something, and it sounds ugly, but I think women have forgotten their worth. I think they've forgotten their value. I think they've forgotten the strength they possess. And I think that as long as they continue to forget, others will continue to forget to remind them. That's just me. You gotta stop and look at it. It came from a time when they didn't have a right to vote. They were not allowed to work, and if they did, their tasks were menial. And they weren't in their places. At one point, they couldn't even obtain an education. And there are places in the world today where they're just getting the opportunity to get an education. But
right.
some of the females today, they don't even care. You got girls that are wearing men's jeans with boxers and their thongs showing, you know, tattoos everywhere like a dude, and some with the nastiest prowess right now. And these are just the younger ladies, and the thing is these younger ladies turn into adults, grown women. And you got to stop and think, where will our society be without our strong women? Would you care to address any of this, Ty, Ebony?
Well,
I see a line, Ty. You're not with us, Lady Treese. Go ahead.
I was going to say I'd like to say a few things. For one, women have come a long way compared to back in the early 17th. 18th and 19th century to now. True and all, some things have took a turn for the better to a worse, but from the research that I was getting, it's sad, you know, because back in the early 1700s, according to the Women International Chapter.org, they were saying all kinds of things, how they didn't want us to have education. how they didn't want us to work, how they viewed women as housewives or just to clean and dust and to take care of home. Why can't we be treated equally or have the same rights? And some passages I was reading to where they thought women to be as inferior to men. I mean, why look at us like that, you know? And compared to now, we're still being viewed in a negative image, especially when it comes to advertisement. You know, when you look at advertisement now, it's nothing but sex, in my personal opinion, you know. Why we always have to be, you know, sexualized or objectified like that? Why can't we be a smart, educated young woman, regardless of race, color, creed, or what have you? Why can't we be, you know, regarded as the same? Why do we have to be regarded as a sex symbol? True or not, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with a woman being sexy, cute, nice looking. I like to feel good about myself, too. But whenever I turn on the TV, I get tired of seeing an Axe commercial or a Schick commercial, one of those razor commercials, to where, you know, it's always being portrayed as sex. I think we're more than just sex. We're beautiful. We're educated. We're very talented in a lot of areas. Compared to back then, we really didn't have a voice, but now we have a voice. So why not use that voice in a positive image? And in a lot of ways, I think that women are portrayed negatively, especially with advertisement and with music. You hear it all day, every day.
And you know what? I agree. But here's something else. Do you think that some of that's promoted by them as well? I'm asking that question because at one point they used to say men objectify women. We put them in the worst places, blah, blah, blah. But now women, in my opinion, some women embrace it. They embrace
that's true.
The negativity.
And
they embrace the look. I want to introduce Ebony Okri, CEO, founder of WGI Ministries. They provide, like, successful life skills, training for the mental, the spiritual, the heart development to school-age children, especially young ladies and youth, and it follows them into their adulthood. Ebony, what's your take on this? What do you see?
Well, I know I do agree and understand a lot of what Ms. Treece has stated on this morning, but again, you made a point that we as women at times we have demonstrated these negative things or these negative connotations that people have put out there about us being sex symbols or just a piece of meat, so to speak. We have allowed those words to shape and frame who we are in society. We have done that because we haven't had, now around the dinner tables and around, you know, conversations, conversing with one another on couches and inside of our homes, to talk about the empowerment of women and how, you know, that we have a voice and where we come from. But publicly, you know, we are to be to these younger women that don't have that definition of who they are, and they are allowing the words of men or mainstream society to define them and to give them their worth and their value. But I think we as women, we need to take more of a stand publicly to be a billboard for them, to give them something to look at and say, okay, to keep the vision before them. So if you want them to produce something, if you want to see something different, then you have to be that something different that they're looking at. So a lot of times, these young women, they're only being what they're hearing they're supposed to be. That's all that they're demonstrating. And I think that when we come together as women that have found our voice, when we come together as women that have that know the value of what's inside of us and what we have to offer as a society as a whole, when we become those billboards for these other young women, instead of when we see them, it's like, oh, shame on them. know, we're when we do that to these young women, we step into the mainstream of society, or we step into that place that the men have degraded them. We step in that same vein. So they're not coming to
right.
us to
right.
help us. Help me find my identity. Help me find my voice. Because we, too, have subjectified them because they don't look like us. They don't sound like us. So I just think that we as women that have found our voice and that have found that place of value, that we become what they need to be and what they need to be.
I see. I love what you said. I love what the feel of it. I love the passion in which it's delivered. There's some other things I think that are tribute to it as well. Ladies, I'd love to hear your voice. 347-855-8662. If you'd like to chime in and you wanna you have an anecdote or a theory or something you believe would be empowering to another young lady listening right now, feel free to call in. Again, that's 347-855-8662. And here's something else. It's just me. James and I, we were talking about something called the social experiment. And I'll say it because it'll be forgotten, but we're going to do it. It's hard for a fella to take a female serious about being serious about herself, and I'll tell you why. It is, in my opinion, this is just a view. If a female, one of the strongest creatures on the face of the earth, the power of creation rests inside of her. If this female looks at herself in the mirror and she's dolled up, she's got the eyebrows working, the eyelashes working, the self-esteem is up and got the hair whipped up just right. And she looks in the mirror and she perks her lips just before she goes to work and she says, I'm a bad bitch. How do we not look at her the same way? I'm just saying. I've seen females go like this. They get upset and they go, and forgive my profanity, but it's real. I forget. I don't care what color she is because I've seen it all the same. The Kardashians, hey, bitches, what? Excuse me? And if another female goes to another, she's talking to each other, and she goes like this, oh, no, you got a bitch twisted. And this one is 40, and she's talking to someone else that's 30. My question is, how do you listening, how do you expect me to not look at you in the way that you look at yourself? I'm just saying. Because think about it. Let's flip it. If a fella goes like this, oh, man, I look in the mirror, I got the suit and tie on, and I go like, man, I look like a punk today. Oh, I'm weak as hell. Ah, I'm low budget. You are what you project, in my opinion. You know, and all of
Trey,
a sudden, you
Trey,
start, yes.
I just want to chime in and say this. I think part of what's happened is that society has allowed the terminology, perspectives, and monikers for folks to be changed. And what I mean by that is what used to be bad is good, what used to be good is bad. And I say that in terms of now I'm you know, I was born in the 60s.
Okay, go ahead.
So
here's
where I'm going with it. I used to teach at a school where they were required to wear uniforms. And I approached a student because there was a certain type of shoe that you were required to wear. It was a leather non-skid shoe for safety purposes. And he had some on that were patent leather, and they looked kind of sharp. Now, I went up to him, and I said, hey, look, those are some slick shoes. He said, no, they're non-skid. And he proceeded to show me how they didn't, you know, they didn't lose traction. Now, he misinterpreted my word slick for being slippery. And the reason why I bring that story up, I'm sharing that, is because I think in the past, the terminology that you utilized was considered a pejorative, and it had a negative connotation. And over time, that's changed. Just like when you know, I remember as a kid telling my mom, oh, that's a bad bike. And she's like, son, it's bad? I'm like, no, bad means good. Mom, bad means good. And she didn't get the concept. And I think that's the same mm-hmm. thing that has happened with some of the words that we utilize. Because some of the words, that when you tell someone, oh, man, that's sick. Back when I was mm-hmm. a kid, sick was a horrible thing. You know, if you used the B word with a lady, it was a fight. And so I think
go ahead.
I'm just saying, I think part of the issue is society has slowly changed that. It's the whole frog in the water thing. If you put him in a cold water and you bring it up to a boil, he'll never jump out. And I think slowly over time, it's changed. And no one's ever really stood up and said anything about it. And if they have, everyone, oh, you're just making it into a big deal. It's not a big deal. It is a big deal, but over time, if that changes and no one does anything to stop it or slow the process, then it becomes acceptable. See, when you do deviant behavior the first time, it's deviant. You do it the second or third time, it becomes acceptable, and that's what happens. It has become acceptable.
And you know what? I agree. There are things that have become acceptable in society that don't mix. Common sense says it doesn't mix. You know, and it's just not a matter of opinion. If you walk up to a man and you walk up to a man on the street at a bus stop and you smack him, pow, as hard as you can, pow, that's a fight.
Yeah.
Then the news gets in, the media gets in, and they go like somebody walks up and the media gets in, they glorify it, and they say, well, there's a new way that the urban children are greeting each other. And you see somebody walk up and the dude go, oh, you got me, dog. You got no, he assaulted you. It was assault yesterday. It's assault today, and it'll be assault tomorrow. And the only thing I see, and I agree with you, but see, here's something. Ebony, Lady Treese, on any given day, and just say yes or no, any given day, if I walked up and I said, hey, how's it going? These are my two favorite bitches. How y'all doing? Would you accept that?
No. Right off the rip. I wouldn't accept that.
Okay.
I would have to help them plan your funeral, Trey.
You feel me?
Because I have a name. I have a name.
I agree with you. But then you got your girlfriend. She walks up and she goes, all right, girl. Bitch, how you doing? I ain't seen you in a minute. And she goes, oh, girl, it's the same old thing.
And
I'm like,
It was just like what James was saying, like how terminology has been twisted and turned around. Like, you know, true or not, the word bitch is female dog, but how women use it against each other is used differently. But when a man uses it, okay, to us that upsets us. And I agree, it shouldn't be used at all, rather if you mean it in a good way, a bad way, or what have you. But how terminology has been changed now, like how James was saying, like, oh, those are some sick shoes. Well, sick means that you're not feeling well, you're feeling ill. But sick nowadays means that, oh, man, that's cold. Those shoes are bad. You know what I mean? So terminology has changed and switched. And it's sad, though, because it's fancy young women that's using that word like that. And it should be stopped, just like the word nigga. That should be stopped a long time ago.
I agree.
And I agree. And go ahead, Trey.
Here's my thing. And I'm just wrap this. Here's my thing. I think the women of today, the older women, the more mature women, the seasoned women, the woman that's listening right now, you ought to take a female who's in her 20s, in her teens, and we're about to roll, but in her teens, in her early 20s, and even ones in their 30s. We're in a time right now, and I'll wrap this up. We're in a time right now where the average age for a grandmother is 31 years old. Where's your life experience? I believe, if you want to empower something, if you want to see something change, if you want to see a difference actually transpire, that you have to be a part of it. If you want something new, you actually have to apply yourself to bring something new about. Ebony, I respect what you do. I wish we had more time to even elaborate on it. I respect what you do. Lady Trees, I respect the fact that you have a sound foundation beneath you. She's a female. She's graduated, got her degree in broadcasting, strong. But nobody knows that until you make some noise about it. Tell another female, hey, make this like a shampoo commercial. You tell two friends and let them tell two friends and so on and so on and so on. That's just my opinion. Hey, we're going to move along. And, Ebony, we appreciate you being here with us today. That was great. We would love for you to come back. You can stay and join our conversation. Our next segment is Money Matters. And our topic is, why in the hell won't the hood listen? And at
I
this point, we just want to
keep it.
You're so very welcome. And, well, you'll come back, hopefully. You have a wonderful day.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Please come back.
Thank you
for joining. You too.
You too.
I was addressing this as, why in the hell won't the hood listen? And so what I was saying is, we're going to take a look at the urban dollar, its strength, its overall impact, and how it's not being made to work to its fullest potential. I don't know if anybody realizes the buying power that we possess. It's bananas. They say, and Jay told me, you know, the 1%, we've spoken on this before with 1%. There are 43 noted or documented, 43 million African Americans in the United States. 13.7% of the total of the entire population. The second largest racial minority in the country. Median age is 32 to 47. Percent of them are under the age of 35. Now, even with these impressive numbers, buying power is mostly mainstream advertisers, not inclusive. And you don't include African Americans in media marketing plans, and they don't. And they're very underestimated in the market. And Latinos. The Nielsen Company, African American consumers, still vital, still growing, which was commissioned by the National Newspaper Publishers Association. It shows that underrepresented potential and the spending power of the African-American community. It reported its findings that by the year 2015, our projected buying power was $1.1 trillion. What the hell are you spending your money on?
Okay,
what?
Trey, I can tell you right now, there's a couple of things. One is technology, because you see a lot of these younger folks that have every new cell phone that comes out, they got to have it. The gaming system, they got to have it. A lot of it's the cell phone.
They're
Jordans.
They
got
to have Jordans,
right,
yeah.
That's another piece. The majority of the money spent on clothing is generally, you know, teenage males. Now, I know you've seen that kid. He's got to have a different pair of shoes for each day of the week to match the hat that he bought, to match the shorts and the shirt that he bought. Now, granted, I've got several pairs of shoes, but they're dress shoes, and they go with suits and things like that. Not that I'm saying that's above that level, but
right.
I think that sometimes our clothing choices can be a bit frivolous, even though we have the right to express ourselves. But I think, and I'm sorry I have to address this perspective, going back to the place where I used to teach, we had a specific attire for attending that, being on the campus grounds after hours, and it had to be dressy attire. And we had a gentleman come in who had long shorts on, a very nice jersey, some very nice basketball shoes, and a nice hat. And he was kicked off of campus. And when he asked why he was kicked off of campus, he was told because he wasn't appropriately attired in nice clothing. And his perspective was, this is nice clothing, but it wasn't professional. And he didn't make that connection. So I think we got those things going on. Part of it's an interpretation. And once again, you got to keep in mind that there's been a lot of social engineering as to what's good and what's bad. And those choices that folks are making are based on who's teaching them. Now, I'm going to throw another monkey wrench into the machines and try and clog it up with saying this. It's not just where we spend our money, it's how we spend our money. And when we're presented with that opportunity to spend our money in a more positive fashion, or someone comes along with a business idea or an investment idea, most of us in the hood or that are not in the financial know don't listen to that person. And specifically, they don't listen to that person when that person looks like them.
Hold on. Okay. Go ahead, Therese. Go ahead.
I was going to say, as black people, we are the biggest consumers, but yet we have the responsibility to own anything of our own. If we're going to go up here and buy name brand clothes, sneakers, jewelry, what have you, why not put together our own money and start our own business and support our own businesses? Why go support over half of these companies that really don't want you in their clothes, like Tommy Hilfiger, Michael Kors? I mean, these are some of the people that have stated that they wish, you know, that we didn't wear their clothing. Why not start our own clothing line? Why not work together for the better or the good instead of always going against each other, or my outfit looks better than yours, or I'm better than you or whatnot? Why not come together and start our own business to support each other? You know what I mean? Why
well,
we always got to go out
that
and
making,
buy these things?
The thing is, we won't band together and do that. Right. I think this is the reason why we don't do that. This is the reason why we don't think us. It's because have you ever been with somebody and you go like this, they ask a question. They say, "Hey, how do you spell antisocial?" And somebody go like, "Oh yeah, man, that's A-N-I." They sound like A-N-I. No, hold on. A-N-T-I-S-O-C-I-A-L, right? As anti and then social. We just had that last week. And somebody else goes like this. They go, yeah. And another person over in the corner goes like this. "No, actually, I believe it's A-N-T-Y-S-O-S-H-I-A-L. Yes, antisocial." And they go, "Oh, yeah, thank you. I appreciate that." It's the sound. You don't appreciate the sound of your own voice.
Right.
And that's pitiful. Now, imagine that being your money. Your money. Listen, I'm not going to profess to know it all. Would never do that. But there are firms, there's Ultimate Journey, J.L. Rogers, Loop, look them up, Primerica. These are companies that are sound. Take your money, make an investment. We're going to be short on our time, but here let me run this too. Here's an experiment, and I beseech you to try it. Every single day that goes by, throw a penny in for every day that goes by. Throw a penny for just a penny. So if you had a penny, if it's one day number one, throw one penny. Day number two, throw two pennies. Day number three, throw three pennies in. See what you get at the end of the year. Now you start to quantify that and add it by a dollar. And phenomenal. Look, I'm sorry we ran out of time, but we're gonna readdress this. Raise your glasses. Cheers. Bottoms to the top. And all your thoughts are warranted. Every idea is grand. And for every step you take, and for every endeavor you make, we hope and pray it's always on point.
On point.
Point.
See you next week. Peace.